been to this meeting, you'll be pleasantly surprised, I think. There's a lot of families involved, and, you know, so it's a very enthusiastic crowd. Impact anyone, I don't think, in the basic science. There have been some issues raised at our previous meetings about exploiting international populations, particularly in South Africa. One woman raises it every year. And I don't think that'll raise its head.
Are they looking for us to do more exploitation of populations in other countries?
Yes.
All right. We can promise that.
There's a woman who attends this meeting who feels that we take advantage of the population in South Africa and don't really provide them with ample resources. We've had to defend this the last two times we've done this meeting, so we'll see if she's there again. But it's a good time. I mean, Michael, have you ever really met kids with fetal alcohol?
There were a few who showed up for the National Task Force when we were both on it.
Okay, yeah. Well, you'll meet a bunch this time.
As an adult neurologist, it's not what I see, except in the grown-ups from time to time and very infrequently, given what I do.
Yeah. Well,
looking forward to it. I'm a little puzzled how I'm supposed to talk about molecular biology to this group for 90 minutes, but I'll...
90 minutes is your special session?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I'll tell a story. It indicated that there are different levels that people can choose, from simple to intermediate to advanced, kind of like skiing. And mine was listed in advance, so hopefully there'll be a few scientists there.
Well, yours is a breakout session, I think. So,
yes.
Typically, you can get lots of questions. There are lots of interactions. I mean, when I've done it, I kind of bring a planned talk, but it has in the past occasionally broken down to a more question-answer, jump around your PowerPoint presentation because of the questions that come up.
Yeah.
So.
And I saw you do that very well last year up at Sault Ste. Marie.
Sault Ste. Marie, I'm a jumper, you know.
Yeah, and I'm actually giving a talk to that meeting this year.
Oh, wow.
And I'm hoping to use that model as I see how the audience is constructed and responding.
Well, you know, Larry Bird and I have done this on several occasions. Where we kind of do these joint breakout sessions, and it's worked fairly well. You know, I enjoy doing parent talks probably as much, if not more, than doing the scientific ones. And I'm going to Edinburgh next week to do one to high-risk adoptive families. Families that are considering adopting high-risk children in the UK. Well, I don't know where everybody else is.
Ed, I just got an email this morning. Dr. Harold is not able to be on, neither is Dr. Dunty, because they have a meeting this morning. Then Dr. Thomas also won't be able to be on the call this morning.
What's she doing? All right. Well, since neither Dale nor Bill can be on, we cannot have an official call. That's one of the rules that NIAAA has to partake in any official conference calls that we have. And there's really very few items on the agenda, and I know people have to get ready for this meeting in Vancouver. I will be up there tomorrow in the afternoon. I was pleased with the CFAS meeting, and I thought that the basic science projects are moving along in a very reasonable fashion. I have basically no news on whether or not they will reissue an RFA for CFAF. They are still optimistic about that. The discussion still is centering around whether the FAF portfolio will go to NICHD, or if there is a new institute, will remain in the new institute. I had a discussion with Jeff Mumford, who's the person for APS, or APA, I forget which one, psychology. And he told me that he felt that NIDA had made a reasonable case that they could keep their prenatal portfolio with their other projects, which kind of surprised me that he felt that FAS might be signaled out to go to NICHD. So it is still very much up in the air. I've looked at the NIH portfolio with prenatal alcohol, drug effects, toxin effects, to see which institute grants were housed in. And it's peculiar. I mean, there are grants about gestational diabetes in NICHD, but also in NIDDK. The Dental Institute has a large number of grants on craniofacial anomalies. So there doesn't seem to be any rationale that grants that involve the teratogens go to NICHD. I mean, they're kind of all over the map, from NIEHS to the Dental Institute to the Cancer Institute. They're just mixed all over. So I don't think they have an argument that they should all prenatal exposure grants should be in NICHD. And there's going to be a joint meeting of the NIDA and the NIAAA Council on April 11th with Francis Collins and Larry Tabak, who are the principals involved in making these decisions. I am supposedly flying back from Russia the day before, so I hopefully will be able to be there, but I'm not sure yet. That's about all I know about a possibility for renewal of CFAS. Anyone have any issues or questions about that?
Mike, I think that you need to be thinking ahead for what the content of a renewal would be. In the worst case, if an RFA is not offered, there's still an awful lot of work going on that ought to be continued as R01s. And whether or not they're part of the whole center still, or the collaborative or not, I mean, this work should be continuing, and I think that people ought to be prepared to submit.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason that the renewals couldn't go into an R01 type of proposal.
Or even PO1s or something of that nature, if those are still part of the mix.
Yeah. Unfortunately, NICHD's portfolio and interest in FAS has been somewhat limited. And whether or not they would make this a priority area they'd have to consider, submissions in this area, but whether or not they would dedicate it.
Well, what deadlines would you be looking at? What would the submission dates be?
I'd be at the end of this year.
Well, by the end of this year, NIAAA is still going to be there.
NIAAA will still be there. The question is whether or not they want to utilize their funds to issue an RFA, which then may go to a different institute.
Yeah, I understand. But my point is that you may not have the luxury of waiting until all the dust has settled.
No, I don't think we will. I think that they're going to have to make a decision sometime in the next 6 months about whether they're going to release an RFA for CFAS or not.
And all I'm suggesting is that you know, in the meantime, and assuming the worst, that there is no RFA, you know, submitting your R01 applications to NIAAA in its current form, I mean, it's still going to get your review, and the portfolios will be transferred to other institutes if that happens in the meantime.
Yeah, no, I agree that we really need to think about the renewal, and I think we should operate under the assumption that there will be an RFA, and then go from there. I mean, in case they don't do it, then people will still have their ideas out there. They can go in as co-principal investigators if there's collaboration. So I think you're right, John. I mean, I think that that's something that we really need to start settling on and developing ideas about. Michael, do you have any other insights into the?
No, I think you've summarized it well. It's very much in flux, and we don't know what's going to happen as this thing goes down the line and requires at least congressional scrutiny. Fat Lady hasn't sung.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I'm hopeful that the merger or the new institute won't be formed, but one never knows. If they seem to be having their own agenda and moving ahead, regardless of what anyone basically has to say. Larry Tabak showed up at the last council meeting, and it was rather disconcerting. I mean, it seemed that they were really not interested in very much of what stakeholders had to say at this point. And given the timeline that they hope to follow, it doesn't seem like there's going to be a tremendous amount of time for stakeholders to challenge what they're calling their straw model. So,
But did you allude to the idea that, you know, even if whether or not the merger goes forward or not, that NIDA has made a case for their prenatal portfolio, but FASD may still be hanging out there?
Yeah, and, exactly. I mean, Jeff Bumford,
it makes it a separate issue almost. That, you know,
yeah.
What?
You know, I don't know, because when Jeff Mumford said that to me, and Jeff sits on the board of CPDD, and so I was kind of surprised. I mentioned it to Ken, and Ken said no, he felt that they were either going to stay together or go together. So kind of the information's a little confusing.
And you said they had made a case for the prenatal drug abuse. I mean, do we know what the points were that they made in their argument? Is that something we could get our hands on? Because, I mean, you know, an argument could also be made that, in addition to focusing on alcohol, that we should be looking at alcohol and drug interactions prenatally, and that's a reason for keeping us together if there is a merged institute, that they don't split out our portfolio from the drug abuse one.
Yeah, I agreed. I suggested to Jeff that the parties involved should probably get together from NIDA and the FAS study group to kind of come up with a concerted plan to present to the TABAC committee, you know, on why they should be together if they, you know, and hopefully within the new institute rather than at NICHD. But I don't know whether anyone will follow up on that or not. So, all right, so to CFAS, Kathy is basically the only project on. So, Kathy, you got any fantastic new results?
No, I don't think we're doing the same stuff. Just more of it. It takes a long time to get all the segmenting done, and so we're in the middle of that. And otherwise, I don't, you know, it's just perking along.
Okay. I want to sit with you in Canada and ask you about some of your DTI and the analysis of that, because we're collecting data now on that in adult rats. So it looks reasonable, but we want to see how since you're analyzing your data.
Okay.
All right. So other than that, I guess we're good. Any input from the Science Advisory Board?
No, other than, you know, I was very pleased at the recent meeting, and I certainly agree with your judgment of the, there's been terrific progress, you know, the basic science group, and keep it up, everybody. It's great.
Yeah, and then I, you know, I think that over the next month we should really, as John suggested, start thinking about where we're going with the various projects, and Michael, I was hoping to make a plea if you needed slides for people to send them to you, but
I've already got slides from everybody. Thank you.
Okay, so
I just have to put them together coherently
for 90 minutes.
No, this is my the I got from others are for the morning presentation as part of CFAS.
All right, and Kathy, you have a breakout talk there too, right? So
yes, I do. Some imaging things.
Yeah, CFAS is well represented at this meeting, so I look forward to seeing you all there, and I will talk to you in the near future.
Okay,
have safe,
that's
have safe
very good.
All right.
Attorneys, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.